Psalm 101. I said last week we were going to do the whole psalm, and we made it through one verse. So I'm not going to say we'll do the whole psalm tonight. We won't. But we might finish it at some point. Psalm 101. We'll read verse 1 and verse 2, and then we'll pray. I will sing of faithful love and justice. I will sing praise to you, Lord. I will pay attention to the way of integrity. When will you come to me? I will live with a heart of integrity in my house. Let's pray. God, we come to you. We thank you for your good word. And I pray, dear Lord, that you would help us to be men and women of integrity. That we would have the same heart as David here, that we would seek you, that we would long for you, that we would desire to walk for you and not walk in the ways of the world. I pray that your Holy Spirit would be among us tonight, God. I pray that these couple of little verses we look at, we'd get something from them. We'd grow in you. I pray, God, that you would hide me behind the cross, dear Lord, that I would preach and teach in a way that brings glory and honor to you tonight. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We see that this psalm, we talked about it a little bit last week in this first verse, this is a praise to the Lord. David here is praising God. He's praising God for his faithful love, for his justice. We talked about what those things meant last week. We won't go back into that again. But really, when we get to verse 2, we begin to see kind of what the main theme of Psalm 101 is. And that is integrity. What does David say? He says, I will pay attention to the way of integrity. He says it again at the end of the verse. I will live with a heart of integrity in my house. What does it mean to be a man or a woman of integrity? Well, integrity is doing the right thing. It's doing the right thing. But maybe a better definition of integrity is doing the right thing when nobody's looking. That's really what integrity is, because we'll all do the right thing when somebody's looking, right? Somebody's looking and you know what you're supposed to do, you're probably going to do it. But what do you do behind closed doors when nobody's watching? Say at your job, if you still work, or maybe in the past. When the boss is there, it seems like people work a little harder than when he's not there. When the boss is not there, people may lollygag, people may take a few more breaks. But when the boss comes in, guess what? Things change. Everybody sits up straight in their chair and the breaks cut down and the bathroom breaks cut down and the work increases a little bit, right? And that's kind of what we are tempted to do. And if we're honest, we've probably all done that some in our work. We kind of slack. But integrity is doing the right thing even when nobody's watching. Now, we can sit in this room tonight. We're going to do the right thing. Ain't none of us going to say nothing off the wall, say nothing crazy. Everything's going to be good. We're not going to be looking at nothing that's inappropriate on our phones. But what are we going to do tonight when we go home? When nobody's watching? What are we going to say? What kind of words are going to come from our mouth? What kind of things are we going to be bringing into our body? Are our eyes going to see? Are our ears going to hear? What kind of thoughts are going to run through our mind? Oh, we got a good attitude here. We smile. Everything's good. How you doing, brother? Good to see y'all. I hope you're having a good night. But then, does our attitude change when we leave? If we're a man or a woman of integrity, we'll be the same when nobody's looking as we are when people are looking. And that's what David desires to be. He desires to be a man of integrity, a man who says, I have done the right thing. That should be our desire. That when we get to the end of the day every day, that we can look back at our day without any regrets. That we can know that we've done the right thing. That we've done what we're supposed to do. And here's some cool thing about it right here. When we do what we're supposed to do, we'll sleep a lot better at night. Some people have trouble sleeping at night. Me too sometimes. And sometimes I wonder if maybe the reason why I have trouble sleeping is maybe because of something I've done or hadn't done. Sometimes there's stuff going on in our life that's not right, and we don't have any rest in our soul because we haven't been men and women of integrity. But But David desires to be that here. He's praising the Lord. He says, God, I praise your faithful love. I praise your justice. God, I rejoice in you, and I desire to be a man of integrity for you, Lord. Not just for me, but for all in my house. So that I'd be a man of integrity, and that my wife would see that, and that my children would see that, and that my friends would see that, and that my community would see that, and that his whole kingdom that he was king of would see that he was a man of integrity. Now, he had the desire to be a man of integrity, but sadly, he was not always a man of integrity. It'd be great if we looked through the pages of Scripture and David was what he wanted to be, but he wasn't. There's plenty of times where David did not do the right thing, and neither do we. And we may genuinely have that desire to be a man or a woman of integrity, but sometimes we fail, and perhaps we need to echo David's words here in the middle of verse 2. When will you come to me? Lord, I need you. Lord, when will you come to me? God, I want to be a man of integrity. I want to be a woman of integrity. God, I need your help to do that. And that's our desire, and that should be what we strive for. But we also know that we fail. But praise the Lord, there was a better king that was coming. Now, David started a kingship way back when he was appointed king. And guess who was eventually going to come through the line of David? It was going to be Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, one who could be a man of perfect integrity. So praise God. We seek to live for Him. We seek to do what is right, and sometimes we fail. And that's not an excuse. We shouldn't just say, oh, I failed, it's okay, you know. No, we're going to fail, but we should never be okay with that. Our sin and our failures, they bring about some burden on us. But praise the Lord, Jesus Christ can take that burden. That even though that we fail, Jesus Christ never did. And so we need to seek in our life to be men and women of integrity. We want to do the right thing. You might have had some opportunities today to do the right thing and you didn't do it. You're probably going to have some opportunities tomorrow to do the right thing. Are you going to do it? Are you going to do what God wants you to do? Are you going to do what's right, or are you going to slack? Got the opportunity in front of all of these people, man and woman of integrity. What about when you leave this place? If you just do the right thing when people are watching, you are not a man or a woman of integrity. You are a hypocrite. Jesus talks about this very idea. At the end of Matthew chapter 24, he talks about those who were supposed to be doing the master's work, and the master delayed his coming. And so instead of being diligent, and when the master come, they would find the master would find the worker at work. Instead, the worker was out living for himself. And then the master comes back, and what's happening? The worker is not being a man of integrity. And Jesus says, you are a hypocrite. So what about us? Are we doing the Lord's work? The Lord's always watching. I don't see what you do. You don't see what I do. But the Lord sees what all of us do. And we need to remember that. And that needs to be what drives us to do what is right in our life. And the choices we make and the things we do and the way that we treat people, we need to do it with integrity. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this simple word, but a powerful command it is to us, dear Lord. And help us to look at our own life, because maybe there are some areas in our life where we have not been men and women of integrity. Maybe we are hypocritical in some way, dear Lord. Maybe we look good when we come up here, but maybe behind closed doors, we know our life is a wreck, and we need to change the way we act, change the way we treat others, change the way we speak, change the things that we look at, change the things that we do. Help us to be those who do what is right, dear Lord, that we would seek your word to know what is right, that your Holy Spirit would lead us, that we would follow those convictions of the Holy Spirit, God. We know we fail and we don't want to fail, but I pray that you help us to have that desire to do what is right. And we pray that you'd give us grace when we fail and strengthen us to help us grow in those times through Jesus Christ. We thank you that he was a man of perfect integrity, and so it is him we seek now. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.